Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's September 20, 2021, and I'm Benjamin Bernstein. I'm with astroshaman.com and awakeningplus.com. We're here for our weekly New Earth support team call on Mondays. And my great gratitude and appreciation to everyone who's showing up here, whether you're live or on the recording. We come together to support the awakening Aquarian age, and we do this in a way that also happens to benefit us, so everybody wins. And I need to pause the recording a second. All right, for those on the recording, the cat has been put outside and we should have no more disturbances. So I'll always assume there's at least one new person here who needs an explanation of what the heck we're doing here. So our procedure will be, we'll start with, after this little intro, I'll call the directions of the Mesa, which is my little sacred altar on the floor. Then we will call in the directions, and that takes 4 minutes or so. We'll call in a bunch of beautiful beings of high vibration and benevolent intent. I'll make sure we have a solid, safe container to work with. Then I'll invite you to call in embodied awakening, and I'll guide you how to do that. That just takes a very few minutes. Then once we're all set up energetically and tuned up personally, we'll say to the allies, hey, here we are. How can we serve the great awakening? And then we get really passive. The way that this has evolved is we serve by being super passive and acting as surrogates for the collective. So we relax and the allies work individually with each one of us, whether we're live or on the recording, and each of us receives personal healing and awakening and other spiritual experiences possibly. And whatever happens to each of us is multiplied and sent down, or sent over rather, to all the other beings on earth who can benefit from what we're doing. It's a magical, beautiful experience, and it's really easy because there's nothing you have to do except relax and allow. So that's pretty much how it works. And then I'll feel when we're getting back into our bodies again, and then I will close the sacred container at that point. The entire process usually takes less than an hour, so it won't take too much of your time. And then once the container is closed, I'll open the floor for questions or comments. At that point, if you need to do other things and don't want to hang around for the Q&A, you're welcome to leave the call and whatever you want. That's kind of how it plays. And while the format is very similar each time, each experience is unique. In fact, even if you were a member and you went into the archive and experienced the same recording over and over again, you'd have a different experience every time, because every time you show up, you've changed and the allies work with you differently. So that's how it plays. So you're going to remain muted until we get to that Q&A at the end. So you don't have to worry about noise on your end. You are muted and no one's going to hear you. Alrighty, so let's kick it off. I'm going to have a little sip of water and we'll dive in. Okay. Get my neck adjusted. All right. So I do always make two requests as we begin a sacred process. The first is please do only this. Please don't multitask. We are co-creating this field together. Whatever you're doing is going to affect everybody else. So not only will you have a better experience if you're just doing this, everyone else will be positively affected only by what you're doing. And whatever you do has influence forward and backward in time as well as in the present moment. So that way everyone will have the best possible experience. The other request I make is if you do see that you need to depart before I've closed the container, just ask the allies to ease you out of the container nice and gentle. That way you can take your leave if you must, and it won't disrupt the field. All right. So now I invite you to close your eyes. And just become aware of your entire body. Just feeling how it is right now. And now add any awareness you may have of subtle energy in or around you. And just feel whatever's going on there. Not changing anything, just kind of getting a baseline. Good. So just note that, energetically, and as we close later, you might want to compare what we're doing here to what you felt here, and that will help your ego to determine, yep, something happened. I feel different now. All right. So I'm going to invite you as I take a few minutes to call the directions and call in the allies. If you feel energy moving inside you while I do that, then just rest in awareness of that energy passively. If you don't feel internal energy, then relax into just feeling your breath come and go however it wants to. No breath control. Either case, you're very passive, just feeling whatever's happening in your body. So you do that, and I'll do this. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocham, Inti, Kuichi. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Spirit Song's higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. We call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu, Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Hedgehog, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Mm. Okay, we have a good container. Now I'm going to instruct you how to call in Embodied Awakening. There will be eight words you'll use in a moment. The idea here is that your body is like a car. Your ego will slide to the passenger seat and your divine will drive. However, your ego remains the boss, and if it doesn't like the way the divine is driving, it can pop back over and take the wheel anytime. The divine will step out with no fuss. So your ego is safe and free to try this little experiment. The benefits of embodied awakening include more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you can do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much, you'll know what to do through intuition much more, and there's more bliss. So if you'd like to do that, then in a moment I'll have you speak these words. Do them out loud if you can. You can think them silently if you must. Beginning now and speaking to your higher self. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please release the words and relax into passivity. If you feel energy moving in your body on its own, let your awareness of that be your focus. If you do not feel that, then just feel the breath coming and going on its own, no breath control. You may find it helpful as you do this to not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I also recommend that you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be passive, feel energy or breath. Should you become distracted, do not fight the distraction or try to change it. Let it be as it is with no resistance, but do treat it as an uninvited guest. You don't have to pay any more attention to it. So you will return your attention to awareness of energy or breath very gently and persistently. If the distraction remains in the background, fine. Let it do its thing. You do your thing, simply returning to awareness of energy or breath as often as necessary. We have a nice field here. Well done, folks. The final instruction is to learn how little effort is needed even to feel what you're feeling. So for a moment, I invite you to zero effort. Just relax and for a moment, simply exist. Remaining at zero effort. Just notice, do you have awareness of energy or breath without even trying? If you do, zero effort is plenty. Stay there. If you do not, then start adding very small bits of effort until you've added just barely enough effort to feel energy or feel breath. If you're not sure of the amount, the idea here is to use the absolute minimum effort that allows you to feel energy or breath. So you can experiment by dropping effort bit by bit until you start losing awareness, and then add just a tiny bit back till you get it again. And if, again, zero effort's enough, then by all means, stay at zero. So just fine-tune that absolute minimum effort needed to feel what you're feeling. The less effort it gets the job done, the better. And then just rest at that effort level. I have the ability to feel the collective thing that's happening for us, both live folks and folks on the recording. And we've already got, as I said, a very sweet field. A lot of people are already in embodied awakening. The way you would know that's happening is if your answer to the following question is yes. And here's the question. Is all this true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, and effortless. Again, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, and effortless. If all that's true, you're there. And if you are there, just relax, enjoy the state. Just you holding that state, whether you're live or on the recording, is helping everybody else get there more easily. If you're not yet at that level, just relax, stay really passive, using only the bare minimum effort needed to feel energy or breath, and allow the divine to saturate you. If you make it all the way to embodied awakening, fabulous. If you don't, that's perfectly fine. Just relax and be in whatever state is there. Certainly being in a full embodied awakened state is not required to do the rest of this call. So we'll just relax into our embodied awakening until the allies let me know that we're going to start. In fact, that's them right now. Divine allies, so glad you're here. We come to serve. To help the great global awakening, let mankind rise to a higher vibration, along with the rest of the planet. And allies, please make use of us in whatever way serves highest good, and so that no one on the call will worry, let them be assured that their highest good in service will also be served. That also means no one is going to get overwhelmed. So you can relax and be fully present with what's happening and just be. And here we go. So the energy is starting to move. Each of us is going to have a unique experience. So I'm not going to give a lot of description of what I'm experiencing because it may not be what you're experiencing. So there will be probably extended periods of silence here and there. I'll talk as guided. Your job as a human participant in this call, live or on the recording, is just to relax and just experience what you experience. Just open to whatever's happening. You may experience sensations, visuals, inner senses. It's all open to you. I do strongly recommend that you remain as passive as possible and not try to make anything happen at all. Here in the inner worlds, I have consistently found that everything goes better when you stay passive and let everything in this inner world be self-initiating. The energy is quite intelligent and quite potent. And if you don't buck it with what your human self thinks is needed, then you leave it free to do the right thing and always the thing that will best serve you. Again, we humans may experience ecstatic states of bliss. We may feel challenge as heavy energies are processed through our bodies, maybe some of both at various times. Even if you're having a lot of challenge for a while, I recommend you remain passive, which will allow these beautiful divine allies to take care of everything needed to process it through you and leave none behind. So that's kind of the idea. So now I'm going to start talking less and invite you just to relax into the experience. One thing I'm being called to share, though, your physical position is up to you, whether you're sitting, laying down, reclining. As long as you're comfortable and alert, it's fine. If you're just fine with any position, then go ahead and sit up, because having that vertically oriented spine is really nice, but not mandatory. So here we go. So I can already tell they're starting with some challenge energy. They've brought up some heavy energy from the collective, and we're processing it as a group. So relax and do your part. I'm also noticing the collective field's already here. So depending on your level of consciousness, you may just perceive yourself having an individual experience. You may perceive yourself blended with all or part of our group here and the group itself processing things. You might even have awareness of larger groups. Beyond us, there are many other beings of light assisting in the great global awakening. And you may perceive some or all of those, and maybe even more. Just relax. Don't strive for any of that. Just be with whatever awareness shows up, and everything will be perfect. If your body wants to shake, vibrate, tremble, that's all fine. If you need to vocalize or move your body in some way, that's all fine. I just advise that let these things be spontaneously derived, because the body just wants to do it on its own, as opposed to your ego thinking it should do something. You might also be perfectly still and silent. Whatever wants to happen is fine. If you feel a new energy penetrating your body, just relax and allow that in. It's here to help upgrade you. If they're processing heavy energy through you, you may feel that energy flushing out your hands or feet, or possibly out the base of your spine. You can stay passive, let them do all the work for you. A very sweet energy is entering the field now. I invite you to enjoy that if you're aware of it. And there's the energy deepening and getting more subtle. Again, please remain fully passive, allowing the divine to move energy through you in the way that serves your highest good and the highest good of those being affected by the work. I'm perceiving a lot of heavy energy processing now. And if you're feeling something similar, just relax and let the energy move through you. So on the heels of some pretty intense energy processing, some peaceful energy is now coming in my experience. If you feel yourself opening into deeper spiritual levels, I invite you to simply relax and allow that to happen on its own. I can really feel our collective energy being beamed strongly to Earth right now. Yeah, I'm feeling more physical body awareness. So I invite you to remain passive a little while longer while our allies saturate our physical bodies with as much of this higher energy that it can hold. It may need to work its way in a little bit. Just relax and allow that too. This can give you a permanently higher vibrational state moving forward. They need a little more time to saturate us with as much of this lovely divine energy as we can hold. And now that feels solid and complete. So even if you're not fully back in your body, just they'll continue your process as I close the container. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti Quichi Thank you, allies, for this lovely experience. Thanks for letting us be of service. Your gratitude also for the benefit we have received. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this experience, live or on the recording, allies, please remain with that person for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. We now step forth into the world full of divine energy. Let all that we say and do and all that we are serve highest good. Okay, container is closed. If you're not a member of Awakening Plus, we invite you to check it out. There's a $1 for 30-day trial you can try, get full access to all the awesome things in the membership with more awesome things always coming. And you can do that at awakeningplus.com. That's awakeningplus.com. If you're interested in working with me individually, you can go to astroshaman.com. And I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and more. You can learn all about it there. Alrighty, let's open the container, or rather unmute everyone, or allow you to unmute yourselves to be even more precise. That's available now, so you are welcome to speak. Just unmute yourself by clicking the microphone icon, or if you're on the phone, hit star six, or you can type in the chat window, and I'll speak that out as it comes up the best I can. And while we're waiting for the first person to chime in, we can just enjoy the significant amount of residual energy that's still here. I always like the alternative of, wow, no one's talking or communicating right now, but we can still just keep soaking in the bliss. So Linda has typed, that was very beautiful and deep. Thank you again. It felt ethereal. Thank you, Linda. Paula typed, it was deep. Thank you, Paula. Vanessa says, profound. And Paula says, every time you mentioned energy, I felt it too. Good. I used to talk a lot more, but now I'm trying to only speak when there's a really significant energetic thing happening. And Paula says, the sweet energy felt like being stoned. Haha. Yeah, it really does. These are strong altered states sometimes. And fortunately, the body can make its own endogenous chemicals that can put us in altered states. And that's, I think, what happens. Brian types, really blissful energy tonight. Much love and light to you all. Infinite blessings. Thank you, Brian. And Vivian, hi.
Hello, everybody. I was really aware of the presence of Rose again today. The whole, even the perfume of a deep red rose and that really lovely presence. And I had the words, may I be healed and sealed in Rhodes. And perhaps that belongs to others too.
Lovely. Thank you, Vivian. It's always so lovely to have you here. Thanks for showing up in the early morning hours of Australia. Okay, the floor is open for anyone else who'd like to speak or type. Oh, there comes another wave of bliss coming in. Let's enjoy that while we're waiting. Yeah, and the words I hear behind this incoming energy wave are thank you. They're very grateful that we show up. They've communicated many times before that there's certain types of Aquarian age work they can only do through human bodies like ours. So that's very valuable that we're willing to show up and be of service in that way. Yeah, I could sink into that energy for a while. That feels really sweet. Is there anybody else who would like to share anything? Questions, comments, whatever?
Hi, Benjamin. It's Deanna.
Deanna, hi.
I have noticed for the last few days, possibly week, different nerve sensations in my body, like on my skin. In different areas, like on one leg, it's on the upper leg around the knee, and the other leg, it's on the lower leg on the outside. And it just, like, it feels like a hair or a tickling. And then you go to brush it off, and there's nothing there. And then you realize that it's just a buzzing. It's just a nerve sensation.
Right.
During this call tonight, I had it, quite a lot of it. It feels like a rewiring.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
I've been rewiring
pathways.
I don't know what connects to what anymore. Yeah, that's very common. And the rewiring is needed to get you to the next level. So if they rewire me, I'm just happy to receive it.
Yeah, and that's how I felt about it. At first, I wondered if I had a pinched nerve somewhere. And I thought, no, this doesn't feel like that. This feels like a new connections being made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was rather interesting to have it speed up a little bit during this call.
Nice. I'm so glad to hear it.
Yeah. And much when you were talking about potential heat and release through the hands and feet, I felt that, but it was my left hip. Hmm. I almost had to move because the heat in my left hip felt like it was burning. Hmm. It was so much heat. And I wasn't sure what that was connected to, but it was intense for a bit there.
Well, you know, hip bone connected to the thigh bone.
About in that spot.
I'm just being silly. Yeah.
Yeah.
They can do very strong work, and there can be a lot of heat. The heat's always a purification. It's holy fire. So when I feel that kind of stuff, I just say, hey, let it burn, baby, for as long as it needs.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah, that's what I was doing.
I don't need. Yeah. A lot of things happen that I just have no intellectual understanding of, and that's part of the process sometimes. Sometimes they give you clues to what they're doing, and sometimes they just don't. But yeah. One thing I feel very confident about is that we're in good space, and only high vibration beings are here, and whatever's happening is always for highest good. Sometimes we have to feel, in this context of the newer support team calls, we feel something challenging in us that may not be entirely ours. And we agree to experience a little bit of challenge in order to help a lot of other people work through something.
Right, right. Yeah, thank you.
Welcome. Yeah, I used to be a lot more curious when I started on my plant spirit work, and my curiosity is way down. I just say, okay, whatever. I'll just relax and go through the experience.
Yeah.
A lot of it's just beyond human comprehension anyway, I think.
Well, as long as we get the bliss, I'm enjoying it. So I'm good with it.
Anything else, Deanna?
No, that's it.
Okay, thanks so much for sharing. So there's been a little typing in the chat window. Sue typed, I'm noticing buzzy nerve things as well. Ellen, with lots and lots of emoticons and roses and pray hands, she says, thank you so very much. So peaceful and blessed. We are truly grateful for your continuous blessed support, love, blessings, gratitude, peace, namaste. Wow. Thank you so much, Ellen. That's really beautiful. Vivian types, I had warm feet too, Deanna. And L typed, went very deep and felt lots of heavy energies clearing through me and felt intense heat. Woo! I got a sense of chartreuse, yellow, and green energy flowing through, refreshing, but I'm still somewhat in a daze. James types, that's funny because I was sending cool heat to Spirit Song and for her left hip.
Mm.
Yeah, so those who don't know, Spirit Song will have, she's scheduled to have hip replacement surgery for the left hip on November 2nd. And we're excited that she's going to be finally getting it. It's really painful in the meantime. There's only so much she can do to alleviate that pain because she can't have any more cortisone shots in there. So, again, so grateful for anyone who feels inclined to send her healing energy between now and November 2nd. So not expected, but if you feel so called, then great. Ellen just created a heart there in the chat, or in the participant list, sending some love energy to Spirit Song, I think. Hmm. Anybody else? Hmm. Feels so nice. I just can't say often enough how grateful I am for you, to you guys, for showing up, whether you're live or on the recording. It's just, we create such a lovely field together. And it's so much a full cooperative co-creation for everybody. Thank you very much. All right, last call before we wrap it up. Sue typed, "It's an honor to be here." Vanessa says, "Beautiful gratitude for all that show up." I agree. All right. So again, it's September 20, and on the 22nd, we'll have Shamanic Awakening Ceremony. I'll be here live, drumming and rattling and stirring up that heavy energy big time, help you clear off some heavy stuff you don't need. And that should be a powerful experience. Based on audio testing we did last week, I'm going to do it just with my little mic that I have right here instead of setting up my usual rig. And from what I was given feedback on, that should sound about as good, if not better. So excited for that. And when I said Shamanic Awakening Ceremony, Vanessa thought, woohoo! And Deanna said, that's my favorite. So I love it too. I like it when we get intense. So Yolanda says, thank you. Sanmati says, thank you, Benjamin. This was fantastic. So glad you all are having good experiences. Yeah, when you show up and serve, good things happen. All right, let's call it a night, folks. Thanks again for being here very, very much. And may you all be deeply blessed. Good night.